Hey, welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Of course, I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Well, welcome back. We had our little hiatus. We ended up between the weather and all these difficulties. I mean, initially we knew we would miss one or two weeks, but then every time we tried to get together to bring more shows back, it was just one disaster after another.
It's called life.
Yeah. So it's been a while, but how you doing? It's been a suck summer, hasn't it? Really, between the weather and the finances and life in general, it's been a suck summer.
Yeah, it has been. Well, but hey, oh well. It's almost over.
Yeah.
At least the summer.
Yeah. I hope the fall is nicer weather.
It better be.
Yeah. God knows we paid for it.
Well, that wasn't that bad of a summer, temperature-wise.
Yeah, it stayed cool, so there wasn't too much air conditioning room. But now, like even today, I have to run the air just to dry it out in here. It's just, it's not hot out, but it's so spongy and disgusting feeling that, you know.
Well, why don't you get like a dehumidifier or whatever?
Well, that's basically what an air conditioner is.
Less energy.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, at least I can't wait. A couple weeks, our favorite show, Supernatural, will be back on the air.
About friggin' time, too.
September 10th. Yeah, but last year, remember, they made us wait till October.
But I just see all the commercials that the, I guess, the new season of Supernatural is out on
September
DVD.
1st, it comes out on, yes, and I have that. That'll, you know what? It's like, I can't pay the rent anyway. I might as well take what little money I have and at least buy my Supernatural Season 4. So when they shut off the cable for non-payment, I got something to watch. You
know? Why not?
It's like pre-planning. But yeah, Supernatural will be back on September 10th, Channel 11 WPIX or CW, whatever network you prefer to call it and whatever area you are. In the New York metro area, it's Channel 11, but it's definitely the station is WPIX in our area or the CW network. And that's at 9 p.m., so it'll still be holding its time and slot at 9 p.m. on Thursdays. And they have their website, which is wpix.com/shows/CW/Supernatural. And like we were saying, Season 4 of the series will be available for purchase on DVD and a box set on September 1st. So very cool. I can't wait to get that. And they're changing things around. I noticed they've moved Smallville to 8 o'clock on Friday nights on the PIX. And in place of what Smallville used to come on before Supernatural, now this new series called The Vampire Diaries, which looks like a total ripoff of the movie Twilight, the books Twilight, whatever. But, you know, so that's how that's changing. I think I want to watch the Twilight. See, I'm not even calling it Twilight. The Vampire Diaries. Just to see. I mean, what the hell? It comes on before Supernatural. See if it's any good, but I don't know.
Yeah, now I have to wait till Fridays. Thank God I have a DVR.
Yeah. Yeah, why you're that busy on a Friday?
You never know.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Well, at least it's 8 o'clock and not 9 o'clock.
Right, because 9 o'clock is Ghost Whisperer. But I think maybe they're moving that to 8. Yeah. I can't remember. Something, I think CBS moved Ghost Whisperer, too, and I can't remember. Right, she always came on at 8 o'clock. And I think they either are keeping her at 8 and they're putting something else on, or maybe they moved her to 9 and something else on CBS is coming. I'll have to double check that. But.
Well, no, I usually watch. Well, it's off now. They had the season finale last week, but I was gotten to watching Whale Wars on the Animal Planet.
Oh, yeah?
Very good show.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What's that about?
The one captain, his name escapes me. He used to be with Greenpeace, but Greenpeace found him too confrontational. So he started his own group. He has a boat, or the group's actually called Sea Shepherd. They have a website, seashepherd.org.
Okay.
On the show, what they do is they have a volunteer crew, pretty much. And there's a few that come back and volunteer every year, but or every season. And they go down around the South Pole and try to stop the Japanese whaling fleet that's down there. I mean, nothing like, you know, they don't shoot at them or anything like that, but they would pull up alongside and throw butyric acid, which is, they say, you know, it's as acidic as like butter. But it smells horrible, so they try to get it on the decks or on the whale meat, Because if it hits the whale meat becomes tainted, and they can't turn around and sell it. Hmm. Yeah, there was that. They would try to board the boats and deliver a some type of paperwork that basically saying what you're doing is illegal and blah, blah, blah. And but this last season, the Japanese whaling fleet has turned around and did some stuff back now.
Really?
They have covered their boats with this type of netting. So when they throw the butyric acid, hits the nets and rolls off.
Hmm.
And most of the boats are now equipped with high intensity LRAD devices, which emit huge sound blasts at that can basically put you on your knees.
Wow. So what, do they have protective
Nothing.
Gear?
I mean, yeah.
The person firing it, do they protect themselves?
No, you're standing behind it, so it doesn't affect you.
Oh, and it
you.
Won't affect
no.
you? Really?
I mean, I'm sure they'll probably hear something, so I'm pretty sure they probably put something to cover their ears, but it's very direct, and it points at it a certain way. And they said when they turn it up, it's louder than, a jet engines at, full blast.
Those Japanese.
Well, yeah, but then then the Sea Shepherd, when they're filming, you see their side, but then on the Japanese side, they film when it comes around, and
yeah.
So it's one big long story.
Well, I saw Reaper got axed.
Bastards.
Yeah, that was a fun show.
I'm sorry, I liked that show.
I did too. It was a fun show. It's only in the CW archives. There was no mention in the fall lineup, and you said you saw somewhere.
Yeah, they said it's canceled.
Yeah. So they're out of work.
Come on, somebody pick it up.
Yeah. And I saw Ghost Hunters International has been airing some new episodes on the newly misspelled Sci-Fi Network. Because I guess the consensus is that most morons couldn't pronounce the true shortcut of science fiction.
It's sci-fi.
When written as sci-fi. So they changed the spelling to its phonetic version. For those of you who have not seen it, it's now spelled capital S-Y, capital F-Y, all in one word, sci-fi.
Sci-fi.
Sci-fi. So that just grosses me out. I mean, sci-fi, S-C-I, new word, F-I, for science fiction.
If you walk to anyone and say, how do you spell sci? And most people are going to say SCI, I think.
Yeah, or PSY.
Right.
As in psychic or psychological or. But yeah, unbelievable. What is this world coming to?
Either that, or I was thinking about that. I was wondering if maybe there was something's changed financially or whatever, or maybe they did something to give it the new name that we don't know about. That's the only other thing I could think about.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, if anybody out there works for one of these networks and can give us a clue, email the deadline at njghs.net and let us know why sci-fi changed to S-Y-F-Y.
If anyone knows or cares.
Because it is just one of those enigmas of life that we'll just deal with. Want to do meeting announcements?
Sure.
What the hell? All right, Central Jersey Division, you are next up at bat on September 2nd, 2009 in the Hazlitt Library. This meeting runs from 7 to 8:30 p.m. and it's located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Team leader Brian McCauley will be there. North Jersey Division is on Tuesday, September 15th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Yellow Room of the Community Center located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. Please note that is an update. We used to always be in the blue room on the first floor. This year when we renewed the rental contract to have the room for the next year, they called and they asked us if we could switch to going upstairs because apparently there's some Weight Watchers club that's coming in and most of those obese people, for some reason, don't want to even exercise by walking up a flight of stairs. So it's easier for them to kind of like
waddle
and get into the blue room. And so all of you healthy, fit ghost hunters, you're walking upstairs to the yellow room in Hackettstown's Community Center from now on, starting with the September 15th meeting. Dean is aware of this, the team leader. She will be there. And we've also updated the website. I think I still have to update the Yahoo calendar. because if the calendar announcement goes out, it may still list it as the Blue Room. I think I have to update that. But
well, when they walk in there and see a whole bunch of obese people, you know, going, they'll probably know they're in the wrong room.
Yeah, so, you know, the ghost hunters are going to get their cardio because they're walking upstairs now. And this month's topic, the meeting topic that Dina's doing is prophets and prophecies. So that sounds pretty cool. And again, all meetings are free and open to the public to attend. You do not have to be a member. You can just show up. If you have any questionable photographs or EVP recordings, possible EVP recordings, make sure you bring it because there's always a share and scare segment during the meeting, and Dina will be happy to review it, and Brian McCauley will review your evidence and see what we come up with.
You know. Or if you have a ghost, bring him with you too.
Yeah, that works. You know, if it's a heavy set ghost, he may want to first stop in the Blue Room for the Weight Watchers meeting.
Well, they have an elevator, don't they?
No.
Oh.
See, that's the one thing with this community center. I don't know how they get around handicap coding, but they have basically
probably
no
grandfathered.
They have
like
no accommodations for handicap. You know, there's no ramps put in.
Yeah, that got to be grandfathered.
Because remember we had that problem when we did our ghost conference there, and a couple people wrote to me and said, you know, my boyfriend's in a wheelchair and this and that, and I'm like, nothing, the building is set up that way. There's nothing I can do about it. And then even the last time we had a conference type thing there, it was rough for Jane Doherty. She had just had knee surgery.
I remember.
And we had all we could do to get her in.
Got my cardio out that day.
Yeah. I mean, I felt so bad for her. I mean, she, what a trooper. I mean, her knee was swollen to three times the size. And I mean, I could tell she was in so much pain. But she's such a pro. Mm-hmm. I mean, she got up on that stage. She did that for his entire. I mean, and it was good. It was really, really good. And I would love to have her. I've been meaning to talk to her about setting up, for those of you who really liked her spirit circle. She said she's open to the idea of coming back.
I enjoyed
to Hackettstown.
Mine.
Yeah, me too. But she's open to the idea of coming back to the Charlie Browns in Hackettstown, and maybe, you know, we'll set something up again. It's just, it's been rough. And, you know, the other consideration, every time I look at the calendar and I think I'm going to set this up,
right?
The market's getting worse and worse.
Yep.
I mean, you think about it. The deadline's free. You can't even give it away. People just can't even buy the books. They can't do anything. There's been, and our hits have dropped. I think more people are just losing internet access because they can't afford it anymore. Because we used to average easily 500-600 hits in a week, and now we're down to 300. You know.
Well, that, and probably a lot of people are getting extra jobs too.
Yeah.
And little part-time jobs, and they just don't have the time anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just. So I keep that in the back of my mind, and I'm like, well, how am I even going to... Because, you know, in order to have Jane come up here, it's a long drive for her. I have to give her a hotel room, so, you know, because the spirit circle ends relatively late. She can't be driving all the way back down. So that's going to cost me $150 to put her up somewhere. And then, you know, if we do a dinner in a spirit circle, then I got to cover Charlie Brown's for all the meals and people chipping. And then, or we just do a spirit circle, but still... She comes up here, I got to at least feed her. I can't just say, come all the way up and do all the work and go home, you know?
Well, let her sleep in your bed. You can sleep on the couch.
Which is fine with me. That's true, too. Yeah, I don't even mind. You know, I've been camping out on the couch enough anyway, so. But, yeah, that's an option, you know, if she's comfortable with that. But still, point being, you know, it's like I just realized that probably even if I said, hey, you know, $25 per person for the spirit circle, I don't know how many people out there could say, sure. Put me down.
Right.
You know, at this point, $25, that's practically a full tank of gas, depending on what you're driving. And that's a lot of money. And when you put it, you know, in perspective with how everything is costing and what money you don't have, you know.
The only way to do it, something like that, I think, is to put it out a couple of months in advance. So it gives people time, you know. Let me put $5 a week away, you know, for 5 weeks. You know, $5 isn't going to kill anyone in a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the only way I could really see it.
Yeah, skip Starbucks for a day, and there's your $5, you know.
Yeah, because
I wonder how they're doing now, because I heard they're even shutting down a lot of their stores and everything.
Everybody
must be feeling the pinch, because, come on, at $5 to go in and get a friggin' latte when you could go to Quick Check and for $2 get this gigantic Maximus coffee, you know.
Yeah, because right now I'm planning...
And actually, quick check, they call it extra large.
Right.
And that's probably why it's $1.99, because when you start converting and making up a whole new language, like Vente and Grande Vente, then that's probably what you're paying for, is some moron to do all the new signs and literature to spell all these made-up words, you know. It's like,
well, like in October, I'm planning on doing a weekend thing down at Fort Mifflin.
Mm-hmm.
It actually starts Friday night, Saturday morning. I'm not sure which. I probably won't go to Saturday morning, but I'll be there till Monday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow.
And that's $225.
Wow.
Well, there's multiple things happening. I mean, there's a bunch of tables that people have. There'll be a bunch of presenters. There's two.
Yeah, what conference is this? A conference?
Kind of, yeah.
And this is the first I'm hearing about it. Why?
No, it is not. Dina sent it to us on that link.
Huh.
But there's a dinner, I think, Saturday night.
Yeah. And then who's going in terms of presenters? Any names like Zaphis or anything recognizable?
No, I don't think
so. It's all local yokel talent?
I think mostly, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. That's probably why I didn't pay attention to it.
Well, there's a big one coming up on the 5th of September. That's the one where Shannon, Sylvia, I think, she was in Ghost Hunters, or Ghost Hunters International, in the beginning. Man. Her and her husband and Para X is, like, doing that one. But then this one, the other one...
At Fort Mifflin.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one I'll be at, like I said, it's got an investigation Saturday night, and then Sunday from, I think, 5 till Monday at 5 is another 24-hour investigation.
What is it, like Columbus Day weekend or something, so people have Monday off? Or?
No, I don't think so. I haven't looked at the calendar. I don't know. But I mean, I'll take vacation time that week after, so you know, no big deal for me.
Yeah.
But hey, since I got my first stuff down there, I'm happy. So.
Oh, yeah, speaking, when we get to Parashares at some point, you're going to share those with us?
Yeah, it's one of these shows.
Okay. Sounds good.
Maybe.
All right. Well, we can take a quick break and come back and do Parashare.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
I'm Jane Doherty, psychic medium and author of Awakening the Mystic Gift. And you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each Parashare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, only one credit necessary. Or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart that's a $75 value. We'll keep track of the parishares and let you know when you hit 10, and then you can send me your birth date, birth time, birthplace, and I will send you a full color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes too. Now, we do have a parishare. This was received way back on July 13th, 2009.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, here we go. First off, my daughter and I attended our first meeting in Hazlitt this month. It was real nice. It was a real nice gathering and super interesting. Thanks to Laura for making the trip to fill in. We will become members real soon, no doubt. I have always been interested in the paranormal, although I cannot say anything has really happened to me most of my life, so I am generally a skeptic. As a one-time Civil War reenactor, I have been lucky enough to spend many nights on the Gettysburg battlefield, as well as Fort Delaware and Fort Mifflin. Guess I was too tired to experience anything, as I slept soundly in all those places. About 15 years ago or so, I lived in an apartment in Fairlawn, that's New Jersey, which I had been able to rent when the old lady who lived there passed away. I would say maybe two or three times my body would suddenly become totally surrounded by the most intense perfume that would last maybe 5 or 10 minutes and then dissipate. Weird. Never felt any real presence or any other phenomena. Just the perfume maybe three times, like I said. 4 years ago, my wife and two daughters moved into our first home in Fairlawn. The first 12 years were uneventful, no feelings of any sort here. 2 years ago, my father passed away up on Cape Cod, where he and my mom had retired. He and I were very close, especially after I grew up. After he passed, a few things happened in this house which I can only attribute to him or possibly poltergeist activity. Last year, my younger daughter lost a tooth, as young kids do. My wife and I forgot to put it under her pillow with her tooth fairy cash, so I left the tooth on the kitchen counter on a piece of paper with a dollar bill and an arrow drawn to where the tooth sat on the paper. The next morning, I was first one downstairs and saw the tooth had cracked in half and was a bit away from where the arrow had pointed to it. I fit the two halves together and placed it once again at the end of the drawn arrow. I turned around to the faucet on the island in the middle of our kitchen and then turned back maybe 3 or 4 seconds later. The tooth was now cracked in three places and scattered on the counter. It was weird to say the least, and I was not sure what to make of it. About that same time, the light switch for the attached garage would continually switch on, even though I had switched it off. It now happens on a daily basis. A couple of days ago, once again, it was on, and when I opened the door, some Halloween battery-driven things started to screech, just for a second or two. Those items have been packed away since November with nary a peep. In April of this year, my in-laws came to visit. My daughter told me that while the adults were outside, she and her two cousins were in the den when a wooden figure sitting on a shelf flew off the shelf and narrowly missed one of the girls. All the girls are in their young teens. Just yesterday, Sunday, after stepping out of the shower, I saw both sink faucets were turned on full blast. I was alone at home and know full well that I did not turn them on before taking a shower. Is my late father playing tricks? Or is this a pesky poltergeist? I don't know. Thanks for listening. It is great finding the NJGHS. After a few cemetery hunts, maybe I can go lights out in my own home. Although I'm not sure I want to know who or what is here. Best, Joe Hoffman from Fairlawn. Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much, Joe. That was amazing. And I do recall meeting this gentleman at the Hazlitt Library. Mm-hmm. He actually, I think when we went out to the car afterwards, he bought one or two of the t-shirts that we have.
Right, right.
And he introduced me to his daughter, and she was telling me about how the girls were in the den, and this thing just literally flew off the shelf, and it was, like, directed at them off the shelf. There's no way it, like, just fell off
right,
and fell down,
right.
You know? Very strange.
Well, so. From that way, it kind of sounds more like a poltergeist than his father.
Yeah. And then with the teenage girl, that can be a lot of hormonal disruption going on, so. Very interesting. Well, thank you so much, Joe, and I look forward to having you as a member here, if you're not already, in the NJGHS.
Well, with that, he could be.
Yes, very well could be. And for those of you who just don't get it, that's as simple as it is. Instead of sending through PayPal $20 for membership, send in your parashare, your paranormal experience, and then say, hey, when this is all said and done on the show, I want membership. And you've got it. No problem.
Ta-da.
There you go. And we will be right back.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Hi, I'm Kelly Weaver of the Spirit Society of Pennsylvania, and you're listening to the Deadline podcast of New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hey, welcome back. It is time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last time on Haunted Trivia, you were asked about Salem, Massachusetts, think way back. I know the show was a long time ago. Particularly the Witch Hollow Farm in Boxford, dating back to 1666. And you were asked, who is the documented, suspected key ghost of this place? And the answer is Mary Tyler. We should have had like the Mary Tyler Moore theme song. Like, who can take the world on, da-da-da, you know, all that stupid stuff. But no, her name was just Mary Tyler.
Boy, she was that old?
Yeah, really. And, you know, falls in that whole witch category. No. Who was condemned as a witch in Salem in 1693. And we almost had a winner for this. Now, here's what happened. This person actually sent in the correct answer, but she sent it to the wrong email address. Make sure you answer Haunted Trivia by emailing hauntedtrivia@njghs.net. If you send Brian the correct answer, if you send me the correct answer, if you send the Deadline the correct answer, it does not count. Follow directions. You email hauntedtrivia@njghs.net. Got it? Okay. Now this week's Haunted Trivia asks, what is the name of the hall at Monmouth University where I captured an orb, me personally, in the chapel last year for the article in the 4074 magazine? That's 40°-74° magazine. Those supposedly are the coordinates for the Jersey Shore. It's a high-end magazine produced by the same publishers of the Asbury Park Press. And last year we went on location to Ocean Grove, and we went to Monmouth University, and there was a certain hall where there's a chapel, and in that chapel I captured this orb on the piano, okay? And it was the real deal because there were other things going on too, you know, with different readings that we got temperature-wise and so forth. So, be the first person to email the correct answer to, what's it, Brian?
Brian@njghs.net.
Don't confuse them any worse. Haunted trivia@njghs.net, and you will win an NJGHS t-shirt. Got it? It's not rocket science, okay? So, if you haven't already, make sure, especially if you're a member, if you're a paid member, you definitely want to be part of the NJGHS Yahoo group. And even if you're not a paid member, it's free to be a member of our Yahoo group. The link is on the homepage. But this way you get the latest and greatest info of the NJGHS blasted right into your email inbox. Any announcements about cemetery hunts, meetings, any other news, we keep you up there. And then we have the calendar program, so it always sends out a reminder. The day before and the day of a meeting, you will get a reminder email. So that's pretty helpful. And if you scroll down towards the bottom of the deadline page on the NJGHS.net site, you'll find the song parody, I Write the Shows. If you, well, I guess last month when I sat down to write the shows that we didn't get around to recording, I was just overcome with the inspiration to rewrite Barry Manilow's song, I Write the Songs, and I found a karaoke version on some Japanese website. And unfortunately, even though I have the headphones with the mic attached, and it would have made a nice karaoke recording to do it all through that site, mm-hmm. when I played it back, it was this loud humming reverb. So I had to take out my digital audio recorder, and I just played their karaoke music through the speakers of the computer.
Right.
And then did the voice with, and both of them melded together onto the digital, and that's how we got our MP3 of I Write the Shows. So, I know my voice is like nails on a chalkboard, but it made me feel better. It was very like healing to get that all out, all that frustration of how much work Brian and I put into these shows, and there's nobody to listen to them. So, anyway. And you know what? I posted it on Facebook. Facebook's so freaking lame. I know you've heard me say this 1,000 times before, but it's so lame. Like, you can't get any kind of real, like, things, like, to post. You know, like, sometimes you get a YouTube video to work. Other times, right. No, if you don't click on this, it doesn't work. It's hit or miss, whereas, like, MySpace, if you say, here, put this in, boom, it goes right up. And Facebook said, oh, do you want to link this to Facebook? And yet it doesn't work. I posted the song, and I even put a little tagline saying, this is for you, Dina and Sean. Now, the reason that was there was because for months, Dina, our team leader, and Sean, mutual friend of ours, wanted all of us to go for karaoke. And Elaine and I were of the mind of, you guys can karaoke. We'll sit and drink and make fun of you and have a good time. And they were cool with that. Dina and Sean were like, oh, that sounds fun. Well, the one night we finally, all four of us, get together at the Laughing Lion for karaoke, and Dina even called that day and confirmed with the girl that they were having karaoke that night. We get there, and they have some lame-ass DJ. Oh, yeah, we forgot. We didn't realize this DJ's coming tonight. There's no karaoke. So Dina and Sean, they were on their phones calling all the different restaurants to see who had karaoke. Nothing could be found. So we had a couple drinks, a few laughs, called it a night, and we all went our separate ways, and we've never gotten back together for this ever since. And so when I had to do this, you know, and make this recording, that's why I dedicated it to Sean and Dina. So, and now they'll know why. If we ever do get together and go for karaoke, I will not be singing, because they'll listen to this and go, holy crap, you know, no wonder.
No, let's be getting a couple of drinks into you, but...
Oh, God, no. There is not enough alcohol on the planet to make me get up and publicly humiliate myself like that. There's just not enough. Not enough. But anyway, so, yeah, you can listen to that if you scroll down towards the bottom of the deadline page on our site. And don't forget to be a friend of America's Haunted Road Trip. It is the MySpace of the paranormal. The link is on the homepage of our website. Very easy website to remember for them, americashauntedroadtrip.com. Very easy. You can go there, register, and you get to network with other authors like Charlie Adams, and Patty Starr, and Jane Doherty, and different paranormal enthusiasts like myself, Dave Roundtree, Brian Samp, and other fans. So it's pretty cool. I know they have a they have some conference they're going to, like in Ohio, I think, again. And I think they're going to do the one down in Lexington, Kentucky, that Patty Starr mm-hmm. heads up. Their books are coming out the end of September, beginning of October, the next four installments for the Road Trip series. And that's going to be Maryland, Pennsylvania, Texas. What was the other one? I know there was four.
I don't know.
Kentucky, Patty Starr. Well, no, actually, I read they had, for some reason, I don't know why, but they have now rescheduled Patty's book for Kentucky to come out in 2010.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it'll be Maryland, Ghost Hunting Maryland by Mike Varhala, and Ghost Hunting Pennsylvania by our buddy Rosemary Guiley. And April Slaughter's book, Ghost Hunting Texas, is coming out.
Yep.
So, anyway, so yeah, you can check all that out by americashauntedroadtrip.com. So it's worth it to pay a visit there. And the NJGHS has actually started a fan page on Facebook, and you can get that if you go to the Who's Who page of our NJGHS.net site. I believe I either put it there or on the links page. I can't remember which page. Either links or Who's Who. But you can click on that and become a fan. And that way, if you're someone who's really piping into Facebook more so than coming to our actual website, there, that gives you another avenue to kind of keep up with what's going on. I've been trying now to remember to go in there if we have any updates, cemetery hunts, or announcements. I'm putting it on our Facebook fan page as well as on our regular site. So,
gotcha.
So hopefully we've got all our bases covered and keeping everybody in the loop. So not bad. And we accrued some, we're over 220 fans. That was pretty quick.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's not bad. All right, well, we're going to get out of here. And I want to say thank you ever so much to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of
the Hail Deadline, to the King, baby.
And our team leaders, Dina Tirico and Brian McCauley. And, of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life you have to meet the deadline.